Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Thank you, Tony, for putting your device on silent.
Please
ensure your laptop is on silent.
I think it is on silent.
Right.
Your phones.
Co-host C, is your phone in a mode that it will not disturb others in?
It's on silent.
Right. Get behind the mic. Right. Thank you very much. Welcome to yet another fantabulous episode of the Fluid Talks podcast with me, your host, well, one of your hosts, Michael.
Yeah, any time now would be great.
Yeah.
Oh, me, co-host C. Sorry.
Today, I decide to go with... Give me a name!
No. You set yourself up for that.
Han Solo.
All right. All right, it's our guitar solo. How have you guys been? Keeping well?
Yeah, I've been riding a solo mission. It's been good. It's been really good.
This is going to be one of those episodes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So where have you been going on this solo mission of yours?
I'm sorry, I can't reveal. I would have to, do things I don't want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like making sense?
Close enough.
All right.
That's actually one of the names of Space Shift craft that we use called Making Sense.
Space Shift craft.
You know what?
Space Shift craft.
I'm keeping on brand.
Okay. All right. If you are watching on video, this is a very vivid pink sweater that I'm wearing. It's thanks to the guy behind the mic. I was very cold today. Well, all of a sudden, I felt very cold. And when I left the house, it was sunny. So I thought of carrying something to put on, but I did not. So guy behind the mic, strong. Pink, we're going pink. It's a bit bright, but, pink ain't all that bad.
It works for you,
though. Yeah, it does. I have a confession.
Hey. Okay.
to make.
Okay.
So cut.
So this one listener who told me, that guy who always wears pink, I don't know.
You got a secret admirer.
Wait. It doesn't matter. First of all,
if you're wearing pink, it doesn't matter.
I don't always wear pink. I wear pink sometimes.
Not always.
Just.
But they noticed the pink.
Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing the confession. Yeah.
Did you say who it was?
Yeah.
And what was the reaction?
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
It was okay.
I have a feeling like if you are on social media, people would stalk you.
They would. The number of followers that you would have.
Yeah.
Female followers.
No.
Yeah.
No, because
it would be interesting to see Michael as an influencer, though.
I really would be quite boring.
I doubt it. Like, if you are, you have an audience for it.
Okay. All right.
The boring company.
Wow. I don't think the influencer life is for me. I enjoy being anonymous. It's good to fly beneath the radar. It's good. I enjoy the life. I enjoy the peace of mind. Yeah, it's a good life. It's a good life. Anyway, this isn't about me. This is about the Fluid Talks podcast.
It's about you.
No, and to that end, you guys have news, yes?
Yes.
Yes. All right. I need to harmonica, right?
What did you just do?
I blew the harmonica. Or was it not loud enough for you? Anyway, take us away with your news.
What did you call your spaceship?
Make Sense.
So when I was on Make Sense, I noticed.
I'm sorry.
I've tried to keep a straight face for you, but shoot.
When we're in space on Make Sense, we noticed some satellites. that were a constellation of satellites around the sun. And these satellites are collecting solars. You know how we have geothermal electricity?
Right.
Then there's the hydroelectric. We have the solar. So these satellites are collecting solar. And then the satellites are supposed to transform this energy into microwaves and be collected on Earth by an antenna as energy to disperse the electricity.
Sounds like some Star Wars Death Star things going on.
It really does.
No, but it was by the Space Energy Initiative that started all this. So they want to harness the sun.
The power of the sun.
Yes.
I mean, the power of the sun has how many million? Is it million or billion joules of energy?
I honestly can't remember.
Like eight billion joules of energy or something like that.
I honestly can't remember. Really. Really.
That's an ambitious thing, though. One, will we get fried?
Why would we?
No, we're in the spaceship. It's the satellites that are outside that we'll collect there.
Yes, I'm talking about two different things here. She is running with a joke. You are being serious.
Okay, yeah. Will you fry in terms of?
As humans, wait, will we burn?
What was the joke? Okay, anyways. Many Peter, many Peter.
Many Peter, many Peter, many Peter, yo. Carry on.
So, 100 satellites are solar panels.
Yes.
Put energy into a battery, convert it into a wavelength,
mm-hmm.
beam it down,
mm-hmm.
ground station, receive,
mm-hmm.
repackage,
yeah.
distribute.
Yes.
I think you've captured it elegantly, FYI.
Interesting.
Mm. Now, just what you've just said, say it backwards.
And more efficiently.
And more efficiently.
Using less words.
Using five words.
Yes.
let's give it a go, though.
All right.
What did I say?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's too late. It's too late.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm not that smart.
You're done with your news?
I am done with my news.
Most excellent. What are yours?
My news. The all-famous Meta company.
Meta.
Facebook Meta?
Meta X Facebook.
Facebook Meta, yes.
Well, Meta nay Facebook.
Yes.
Okay.
However you think about it, it's probably the one that you're thinking about. Meta just got sued.
All right.
With a $275 million GDPR penalty for Facebook data scraping breach. So, Zach, what are you up to? We see you. Nobody's buying your metaverse.
No, we really don't. I think
that's what the news is saying.
What, no one is buying the metaverse?
Like he's spending so much money building something that nobody wants to use. Do you agree with that sentiment?
Oh no. I think there are people who want to use it, but it's not as big a deal as he hopes it would be.
Right now. Do you think like one thing, yeah? Look at it this way, the internet was bashed, right? Everybody thought it was a gimmick. Look at us almost 20 years later.
Yes, but the internet is useful.
People didn't think it was useful. People made fun of like, so you mean I won't get my yellow pages anymore? Literally, like, do you know what I mean? Like, people thought about it that way.
You know, as a quick digression, yellow pages, you really should.
Did you use it?
Of course.
You never went to that phone booth and did the thing?
Or get your own copy. Yeah, you never got your own copy?
Well, in my father's office, it was there.
And
I saw
home.
It. I don't know.
So you never touched it? You're never curious? Okay, what's okay. this yellow pages thing?
I opened, read some.
Children of these days. It's fine. No, we don't even need to hear you. We don't need.
Dismissed.
No.
Browsed through
no,
it.
No, you probably didn't even look for your own for your name there. It's fine. It's fine. Children of these days.
But just think about like yellow pages as a concept, how they did it. How many foot soldiers would you need to just mobilize to get everyone's data into one chunk of a book?
Actually, it's... I'd imagine there's a great degree of automation simply... Anyway, we're not here to talk about the yellow pages. We are here to talk about something else.
About the blue pages. The blue that is Meta.
Anyway, you were talking about the fine.
Yeah, it looks like they've just been slapped with left, right, center kind of lawsuits on different malpractices. Should I call them that, or should I?
Different things.
Different things.
Let's just say different.
Different
things.
Questionable things that they've been up to.
Different things. Different.
Yeah,
things.
I had someone say that. Everyone seems to, like, Mark is using our illegally earned data to build a metaverse that is going to charge us to collect more data to improve it.
I mean, it's not wrong. Like, that it's not the wrong. Individual is not wrong.
It's not very wrong. It's so very far from the truth.
That's a lot of money, but you know,
guys, we'll buy land in the metaverse. Okay,
that's a thing, isn't it? Yes, it is, that's a actually a thing. Anyway.
I think the Bahamas is setting up a HQ or a couple of other companies also. Anyway, it's very interesting.
I after that, I'm just about ready to transition to the next segment, because don't buy land in the metaverse, please. 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 Otherwise, you'll find yourself in a Google Stadia type of situation where the platform or the provider you used to buy the land...
The project has been shut down.
The project has been shut down. Anyway, yeah. I don't have any news for today, because that's how life is.
When don't you ever have news?
Today.
This is new.
Today. So
this is news.
Without much ado.
I really want to see you as an influencer. Really
Anyway, we have an interesting topic that was a completely random thought that came up in conversation. I don't know who was the source of the idea, but it wasn't me. So whoever the source of the idea was, take us away, please. What are we talking about today?
What do you understand by the word addiction?
Addiction. I think of... No, you go first.
What has come to my head is a song.
What? There's a song called Addiction.
Yeah. I don't remember the artist, but that's the song that came to my head.
Okay, so Tony, as you're searching for the song, just private browser. But anyway, your first thinking of your first thought of the song. Eh?
Yeah. But
what was your second thought?
Addiction.
The you're hooked to something. Who sang Addiction? sorry. Please go ahead.
You're hooked to something, and it's not healthy.
All right. Interesting.
How do you define healthy?
Actually, that's a good question. That's a good question, because what comes to mind when I think of addiction is substance or activity. You know, like someone who's addicted to gymming. You know, there are people who know. Why are you looking at the guy behind the mic? He's not a gym addict. He's healing from a broken heart. Can't you see what his
cut him some
is?
Slack.
Okay, fine.
He's mending a broken heart.
I could mend your broken heart like this with a dumbbell.
So back to your question, or back to Tony's question to you.
How is what is healthy?
Yes,
how is healthy? Yes, what do you understand by healthy?
Get behind the mic is dying of laughter.
In case you're wondering, he's lifting dumbbells.
A dumbbell, yeah. Or even virtual dumbbells, yes.
Lame.
My understanding of healthy is it doesn't affect any other... It affects whatever aspect of your life positively.
Mm-hmm.
And unhealthy, it's vice versa.
But somebody could argue affecting positively is a very subjective view.
Mm-hmm.
I have no comment, Your Honor. You carry on with your train of thought, Tony.
But Michael, I'm keen to understand. What do you understand by healthy?
What do I understand?
Oh, actually, what do you understand by addiction?
Mine? It's... Ooh. I don't want to say... one of the things that comes to mind is dependence on something. Like phone addiction.
Drugs.
Drugs. Love. you know.
Especially that one.
You know, love is... Anyway.
Potent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love is potent. You need like two shots and...
You need micro doses of it.
And yeah, so... like I said, gymming.
A myriad of things.
Yeah. So the idea of dependence on something comes to mind. The idea of being unable to function... Well, that's dependence. But being unable to function without a certain something. Where... And I guess this is now withdrawal, where removal of the something has adverse effects on how you function. Yeah.
What are your thoughts of healthy and addiction?
I'll tell you the true definition of addiction, okay? Addiction is defined, take notes, is defined as not having control overdoing, taking, or using something to the point where it becomes harmful to thyself. Okay? Now, the scientific definition of addiction, I'm putting it to bed. That's not the definition. That's me saying the narrative. So, addiction is a condition in which a person is unable to stop using a substance or engaging in a behavior. So that's why I was asking. It's very interesting that you mentioned healthy, because I don't think healthy goes in tandem with addiction.
Okay.
But now, even more important,
okay,
is how do you think people end up being addicted, or what makes someone get addicted?
Simple. Some random guy in a black van, or maybe a dark shade of blue, calls out to you guys as you are walking away from school. You know, you're in a group. Calls out, "Hey, you guys, do you want ice cream? Or do you want sweets? Or do you want, you know?" And then, no worries. No pay. Just that little taste gets you
hooked.
Okay, no, that's. I mean, with some substances, it might be small doses that get you hooked. But yeah, just you start off with brief exposure. Anyway, you get what I mean,
mm-hmm.
And then slowly by slowly, you get in. Mm. You try to get out, but they keep pulling me back in. Yeah,
sour artist. What would you say gets people addicted? What makes someone fall into addiction? In general, like he chose drugs as a scenario, but I'm talking about addiction in general.
In general, one, the high that you feel after taking whatever it is that you're taking, or wanting to complete a task that you forget about food, you forget about your surrounding, everything else is just blocked out of mind, out of sight. Yeah, then you're hooked.
But what if that just means you're in the zone?
Yeah.
What if that just means you're in the zone?
In the zone is different.
How different is it?
Boom.
Skia. Drops.
Destroyed.
In the zone is different, because you're sat down to finish whatever it is that you're finishing.
Oh, I sat down to finish a line of code. Now, I'm giving an example.
But
yeah.
You remember to eat. This other one, you're not even remembering to eat or what day it is. Yeah. Hmm. There's a difference.
Okay, if you say
if
so.
If you say so.
I do say
that
so.
That is...
But here's the thing. Here's what I think, and I think the medical community would probably agree with, is yes, addiction comes in microdoses, but I don't think that's why people get addicted. That's the how people get addicted. The why people get addicted.
Because you feel good.
Look at him go...
I mean, it makes sense.
A eureka moment.
Like, it makes so much sense. Anyway,
his face was like...
Cheeky, go on with your nini. Go on with your...
I literally saw a bulb on top of your head.
Cheeky, go on with...
Yes, the why is related to the neurotransmitters that are in your brain. Okay, it's about the dopamine rush that we get when we engage in certain activities, right? You mentioned high. If you have, like, if you like basketball and you play too much, you enjoy it, and that releases certain dopamine or the reward.
Chemicals.
Yes, chemical. And you know, it feels good. And same way, like, you know, I like the high, or I like how I feel when I'm on drugs. But let's bring it closer to home, since we are a tech company. Do you think, right, you could be addicted to something like codeine? Codeine, not codeine, but codeine. Yes.
I.e. writing code.
Yes.
Writing source code.
Yes.
Not codeine. Anyway.
Not the syrup.
First of
oh.
all. Whoa, wait, you, are you serious? All this time. Anyway, just a quick tangent. The inside of the human body is quite nasty. Anyway, yes, I think it's possible to get addicted to writing software, not the syrup. Yes, just
yes.
I'm making it clear for you.
Yes, it's very clear.
All right. Yes, so I think it is possible to get addicted to coding.
So, in my definition, it includes the word being harmful to thyself. How is me addicted to writing code harmful to thyself?
Goes to what she says.
Mm.
You end up not taking care of yourself as you ought to.
I mean, I still eat.
But when do you remember to eat?
So,
I mean, I don't follow the doctor's prescription of three times a day.
So,
but
so
I still eat.
So let's look at it this way, as Tony, you will wake up at 6 a.m. get in front of your machine, do nothing but stare at your machine for how many hours? 5-6 hours? Well, not 5-6, maybe 3 hours. Then you will get you will realize, oh, I need to grab breakfast or something. The only problem is you don't eat breakfast properly. You'll grab like a biscuit and then go back to your desk.
And a cup of coffee or tea.
Then you will work off that sustenance for another 5-7 hours. You will have poor posture, likely. You will
stop looking at me. You're so savage. He's giving examples. He's not trying to define.
Wasn't there a time that you were sick?
Everybody gets sick.
No. Yours was quite bad.
No, listen. Everybody gets sick. And just because I was sick has zero correlation to whether I'm addicted to codeine or not.
And also, it can take away from time that can be spent doing other things. Honestly, like thinking about myself, and when I'm in the groove, like you, when I'm in the groove and things are flowing, either that or I'm trying to fix a bug, like I was before we started recording.
FYI, he's the inspiration behind this episode.
Kanyagi. Anyway, Yeah, so when you're trying to, when you're in the groove or when you're trying to fix a bug, everything else just fades to black, as it were, and you know, sometimes you ignore things that you shouldn't. Oh, yo, do you... No, that's a bit too real. I'm not going to use that example. Carry on. That's a bit too real. I'm not going to use that example. I'm not.
Well.
Yes, so I think it is possible.
I think the best work is done in certain times. Addiction is real. I think people get addicted to literally anything and everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It could be water, and that eventually becomes harmful to you. Did you know that you can take too much water until you die?
Yeah. Okay. You can. You suffocate from, or you drown from drinking too much.
The human body can only handle so much liquid at a given go.
Again, the inside of the human body is rather nasty, but...
But also very fascinating at the same time. Now, give me examples of in tech that people fall into addiction of, as you think right now. Outside coding, I mean, we've established it's possible. But what addictions has tech empowered?
Social media. Addiction.
Oh yeah, as an influencer, you would know. Do you think you're addicted as an influencer?
I'm not an influencer. And two...
He totally is an influencer.
And
two... If this video gets 10K likes... If this video gets 10K likes, we are creating Michael an account. And you guys will follow him in that account.
Anyway,
10K.
So yeah, social media definitely empowered by tech. And looking at big tech, in fact, it's not just... sorry, excuse me, I need to scratch my back. Yeah, okay, now I'm done scratching my back.
Imagine scratching a back as an addiction. Like, you can't help but scratch your back.
Anyway, so...
Such a weird addiction.
So you've got big tech companies that not just passively empower addictions, but actively, you know?
Like, they are aware that they are...
Oh, for sure. You know...
Users who are addicts.
I mean, for sure. Think about it. The whole point of social media is stickiness.
That's how sticky it gets.
Yeah. So you need to drive engagement. You need your users to stick. How do you do that? You keep them engaged. You show them.
Behavioral psychology.
Mm-hmm.
So
there's an interesting read I saw the other day. And I think it's... I want to name the platform to avoid being sued in case it's a misrepresentation. But it's a famous image sharing app, okay?
All right.
Famous image sharing app.
All right.
So they did an update where, you know, when you open the app,
mm-hmm.
They show you, like, for literally, like, a few seconds, they show you a very interesting image because they know, like, what you engage to.
Mm-hmm.
And then they push it down, like, they push it all the way down, which means...
So it uploads... itself.
It updates.
It updates, yes. Like, so you open the app and then you see it and then it goes away. But the thing is about the human brain, you've seen it. You want to finish the entire image. You hadn't consumed all of it. So behind the scenes, you're like, I need to look for that image. So what does that mean? It means you
start scrolling.
You keep scrolling, right? And I sat down as a tech person, I'm like, oh, that's pretty brilliant. Like, the execution and everything's like, that's pretty brilliant. But then the more you think about it, it's like, you just want more engagement out of me, because I'll keep looking for that image until I find it,
mm-hmm.
right? And it'll give me jitters if I don't find it, because I'm like, I literally just saw it. And I don't know if that's ethical. Do you guys think that's ethical though?
I have no comment, Your Honor.
I know why you don't have any comment.
Why?
Because you're busy.
Wait, check it. No. I heard everything you said. You know, I am present in the moment, but I have no comment.
Just out of curiosity.
Yes.
How fast are you at blind texting?
I had lost my touch, but But I am slowly getting back to it.
Speed dating with Michael.
Is it ethical? Probably not.
Would you, so if think about if you're a product manager and you have this thing that you need to do, you need to raise engagement. How would you handle raising engagement on a social media application?
Now, I guess that's where things get a bit tricky, because, you know, they do have that, you know, the drive for these companies, profitability. Profitability is driven by engagement. Engagement, you know, you have to keep eyeballs on. And to, because of that, it's, I guess, low-lying fruit to do whatever you need to do to get, mm-hmm. to keep eyes on your
phones. Platform.
As a product manager, well, thankfully, I'm not in that position because I don't know what I'd do. I don't know what I'd do.
Yeah. But like, regardless of what you say, it's sometimes I try to put myself in the position of like whomever is making the decision.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, is that the best route that they could have gone?
Like you think there would be a better route to take?
No, that's exactly the question. Like, is there or is this the best route to go? Because I'm sure there are other worse ways to do it, to raise that engagement. Which brings me to something interesting. Do you guys know something about doom scrolling? Have you heard the term doom scrolling?
Yes, COVID.
No.
Oh,
take a guess what doom scrolling would be.
Kill them every day to find energy.
I want to give an answer.
But
I'll just give it. It's doom. It's not good. And you're scrolling.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Doom surfing. Does that bring any closer?
No.
Mm.
Okay, so you know, especially at the height of COVID when it was all bad news.
Oh, is it like giving fake news?
No. Not at all. Uh-huh. It's at the height of COVID and everything, when, you know, you've got all this bad news, you've got reports of death here, you've got this, you've got that, you've got that, you've got that, all these news items on your feed, and you're reading and you know it's not doing you good, but you just keep going.
Reading.
Yes, mm-hmm. Just keep going.
It's the act. But I think it's deeply rooted in the human psyche of wanting to feel safe.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for what is not safe. But then it becomes a vanity because you're out there looking for negative news, thinking you're going to feel safe. But that's what doom surfing is. And I think it's also like a huge contributor into addiction, in a way. Because somehow we gravitate towards vanities more, or we are more receptive. Is it receptive, really? Like we engage more with vanities than we do with, what's the opposite of a vanity?
Not vanity.
With not vanities.
Anti-vanity. Unvanity. Mega vanity.
Yeah. Other addictions like spread all the. Do you think online shopping is an addiction?
Oh, yes.
Are you an online shopper addict?
No.
Are you a physical store shopper addict?
Just a window shopper.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are you an online gambling addict?
No.
Are you a gamer addict? Gaming addict?
Wow.
To a point, I was.
What? Sorry, what?
He's an addict.
No. Guy behind the mic asked, are you a man addict?
I'm not.
No, you know, it's, you know, as you've been going through that list, I'm just thinking, wow, that's a lot of tech supported.
Empowered, yeah.
Or tech empowered, yes. Tech empowered addiction things.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, gambling, online shopping. What else? Do you gaming?
Gaming. There is pornography is an addiction.
Which it is.
Also empowered. There is work related addiction, which is tech empowered, especially for digital addiction. So always on Slack, always doing all those things. And then you get rewarded by being called a hard worker because you're, and then you keep driving that cycle. Because like the impression is just because you are seen on a keyboard, mm-hmm. being a keyboard warrior, equals he's hard at work or she's hard at work or they are hard at work. And that becomes a problem. For example, like people, I'm very tethered to their emails. There are people who are email addicts. Like mm-hmm. an email, boom,
open.
Open, read, gone out.
It is at this point in time that I very proudly state that I have 6,000 unread emails on my work email. And my personal email is probably about the same, if not worse.
Mm. I think my personal is 20,000 unread emails.
Okay, now you have a problem. You should get that looked at. You know, you probably should. You probably should.
But most of them, it's what? Promotion.
Okay, sure.
Just skim through what has come in
right
for the day. Is it important for me to read? Yes, then I read it. If it's not,
I get it. Fine. Yeah, nudge. It's fine. You're safe. Nudge. Anyway, carry on.
Now, we've spread a lot of negative things around addiction and how tech has empowered addiction. But what would you tell our listeners and viewers? How would they treat technological addiction?
Don't do drugs, kids. That's the first thing. Don't do drugs.
Technological addiction. But no. I mean, that we endorse that statement.
Yes.
But same logic, don't.
But unless they're prescriptions.
Yeah, unless they're prescription. But even prescription drugs can be a thing.
Harmful.
Yes. Anyway, First step, just don't get to that point. You like
no, but they're already at that point. So what do they do?
How do you treat it?
The same way you treat any other addiction. Seek help.
A cane.
That was
thank you,
unexpected.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
No, do not beat the addiction. Do not beat the addiction. Please do not beat the addiction.
It's only fair. The addiction has beat you, so.
You beat it back.
Tit for tat is a fair game. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Even I'm Jesus said, if you get slapped like this,
you turn
like this.
I'm drinking my water.
But yeah, what would you say like would be an ideal first step?
Do minimal gradual detoxing. For example, social media. Choose a day you're going to be off your phone.
A day?
Like a day.
A whole day.
A few hours.
A whole day.
Uh-huh.
A few hours.
Can you go a whole day without your phone?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Prove it.
Over the weekend? Sure.
Why over the weekend?
No, and this has to be set in parameters. We don't mean you're in a jungle and you have no reception and it's dead. We mean everything works. Your Wi-Fi is nice and, you know, its power is there. Everything, like all conditions are conducive for you to use your phone. Would you still not use your phone?
Yes. Like, for example, Friday I get home, wherever my phone lands, I don't care. I will look for it Sunday night because I need to charge it. And use it from Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
That's quite a bender you must be on to throw your phone away. And anyway, it's fine. Carry on.
Mm. So detox, start small, a few hours, then maybe a day, two, a week. You're off social media.
Wait, why are you attacking social media?
Because
I think for something like tech can be extreme. Like, if I'm addicted to, and I have a smartphone, I'll switch it up to a kabambe, to a flip phone.
Like our friend here.
Don't touch my phone. Don't touch my
I think, like, some, that's just my opinion, like, some tech addictions can easily be fixed by extreme
measures.
Mm-hmm. And not have withdrawal syndrome. I mean, sure, you'll be, like, constantly wanting to go.
Symptoms.
Check that notification, but there is no notification to check, so subconsciously somehow over time just disappears. But I think the number one thing is to be self-aware.
Yes,
it's been like, god damn, I'm addicted,
I have a problem.
That's the song that came to mind.
I have a problem.
Yes, yeah, it.
No.
I'm just joking.
What's your problem?
No, I have no problem.
You got 91, 99 problems?
But?
Ooh.
Yeah, actually, no. My phone really ain't one right now. It's simple. It's simple. I find myself forgetting about it sometimes. So, and I do mean forgetting. Like, I'll put it somewhere. And I'll go about things. Then I get back to where it is, and I'm like, oh yeah,
I had a phone.
So then I check for any messages, none come in, of course, because you know,
influence our private life.
No. Anyway, back to your no, list.
I think that's the number one key, is to know that there is a problem, and acknowledge it, and then figure out ways, because I think you can still use technology to help you detox from technology. That sounds so weird, but it's actually a thing.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, like, screen time, for instance, you could actually lock yourself out of applications intentionally, and that's using technology to help you detox from technology.
Mm.
And it's kind of twisted, because it's Dawayamoto, it's Nimoto, but Simoto.
Yes.
I don't know if that makes sense.
It makes sense. Fighting fire with fire, but it's not exactly fire. It's a different kind of fire.
Yeah.
It's like if you have a yellow flame, you're using a blue flame to fight it. Hey, that was a poor analogy, but it's fine.
Yeah. And also, you know, feel free to seek a therapist.
Yes, seek professional help.
If we were sponsored by BetterHelp, I would tell you to
seek professional
but
help.
Yes, nonetheless, there are platforms, there are physical people you can actually go see, and they're willing to engage and help you and talk you through some of these addictions.
Yes.
If you're addicted to coding, please don't stop. We need you. You need to be a keyboard warrior.
Then why did you stop me from writing my code, Tony? Why?
Because we needed
to do other things.
Hypocrites.
But after this is done, please continue.
Hypocrisy all around me.
But all jokes aside, please, any addiction, seek help if you have to. Talk to your mate about it.
Mate here is a generic term used to refer to a friend or a spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, etc. All those nice things. Yes.
Yes.
Sorry, mate, noun. Mate, noun.
I'm not sure anyone went a mate, different
noun. Yes. A generic. No. I mean, like, you know, someone might hear mate and think of, oh, my husband. You know,
right.
Or my wife. Or, you know,
no. Yes. Yeah, so. A generic term for a friend.
Yes, including the aforementioned.
Yes.
Yeah, husband and wife.
Why do you feel the right to be so politically correct?
No. It was just a good way to sound. To sound like a dictionary, but I failed. I excluded the noun.
Yeah, at the beginning.
I excluded the noun at the beginning.
You also need to put the pronunciation.
Ah.
Before noun.
Next time.
And the phonetics.
Yeah, bro, there's no way I'm doing the phonetics here. How am I going to mate?
Mate.
Over to you.
Yes, and that brings us to the conclusion, unless you guys have closing remarks. Do you want to give a speech?
Speech. No speech.
Boring.
it's always for me.
He picks it up with a bit of enthusiasm, and then you think he's going to make it loud.
Slow motion.
Hey, checky.
Put it down.
Checky.
With a straight face.
We need to send our listeners off. People, say your goodbyes. We need to send our listeners off.
It's been your boy, Han Solo.
Ciao.
And Michael.
FTG out.
Bye.